here with Andrew Sproods, and I wonder if you could just ask me, in your opinion, what would be, you know, an acceptable result for this Riga summit?
I think an acceptable result is, anyway, it's actually both. It's compromise. This compromise between, you can say, several trends within the European Union. There's different countries with different positions. What should we do with Eastern partners, and how big ambitions we should sort of put into the initiative. On the other hand, of course, there is still that between sort of the compromise between Eastern partners and the European Union. So basically, you can say that there will be some lowest common denominator which will satisfy everybody, but at the same time will not satisfy anybody. Basically, I guess we cannot speak about the European prospect most likely. There will be some delays on visa developments, but I think, I hope that strong political signal will be given that Eastern Partnership is a relevant initiative, despite, let's say, not immediate breakthroughs during this conference, but still we are moving forward, that there is strategic rethinking on the whole initiative, that Commission also puts a sort of, or tries to put a new life in this thinking before the end of the year. Of course, the more aspect is on diversification, on differentiation, on let us say more sectoral focus on specific projects, not to sort of expand everything. I think it has its good sides, is that it's more flexible and pragmatic, you may say, and it involves everybody. But at the same time, perhaps it also loses some sort of comprehensiveness, what was before, that more for more, if you do more, so you receive more as well. And at the very end, you receive association agreements or deep and comprehensive free trade agreements, and you can even potentially move forward somewhere else. Now it will be more, you can say, flexible in many ways, which is good, but also, of course, it means that there is still some sort of strategic thinking, what direction it goes, what direction it should go, and what will be in future years. Let's not be naive. We think Eastern Partnership, but we also think what's going on with Russia, what's going on with security, what's going on with frozen conflicts, how it is sort of part of the wider pan-European engagement, Europe, Eastern partners, also Russia. And we cannot have very clear answers at the moment, because I think it's also quite difficult to get into the head of Mr. Putin, what is also his ambitions with regard to the shared neighborhood between the European Union and Russia.
So even though he's not here, he's very much sort of present, as it were.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think he's present in a positive way, because of course there were some concerns, some fears, that similarly to Lithuanian presidency, that we might expect some pressure, we might expect even some whatever minor provocations, but fortunately we have not seen this part. So that's why I think that Mr. Putin, many would say that we should build also the monument to Mr. Putin, because he has mobilized many countries, many identities, he has mobilized NATO, he has mobilized European Union, he has mobilized the Ukrainian identity building, etc., etc. So I think also in this regard, of course, Russia is I would say in a positive way, the elephant in a coffee shop, and of course we cannot ignore that Russia is an important player, and for many countries also within the European Union, it's not just about a trading partner and business partner, but it's also about political diplomatic partner whose interests will be indirectly taken into account.
And you mentioned briefly the Lithuanian presidency. That all kind of boiled down to, would Ukraine sign the association agreement or not? And it turned out that they didn't. But do you think that maybe there doesn't seem to be any big signings due for the Riga summit, as it were? Are we kind of boxing a bit shy of that and having a more general feeling of slow progress rather than big steps?
Yeah, I think so. But I mean, also the Lithuanian case, of course, there was exactly this threshold event, in a sense, symbolic event of signing. And since it was not signed there, the civil society signed a sort of the symbolic association agreement with the European Union. So at least there was some kind of signing. And it was, of course, a lot of emphasis and attention exactly put on this signing. But if you look back on the Eastern Partnership, of course, signing and symbolism is very important. But at the very end, it is about permanent, persistent small steps. And of course, we will be happy, I would assume, to sign some of the agreements and show that exactly there is a next step, including into the visa free travel regime with some of the countries, first of all, Ukraine and Georgia. But I mean, it's homework basically on both sides, but especially it's homework on the side of those countries which have to make this change on the Eastern Partnership side.
So you don't think, for example, we will see Georgia visa program signed or anything?
I think there will be some reference to it, but I don't think so. At least at the moment, it seems there are no signs that it will be signed, because, well, not everything has been accomplished. If suddenly in the last days or last hours there will be some success story produced, why not? But I think at the very end, it's also not so crucial if they signed 1 week later. So it's excellent, because the most important it is to have it with Georgia and to have this prospect. But if it's in Riga or it's in somewhere other place, I would not here see the big, huge difference. What I see is the difference, I think it is about the European prospect, membership prospect, because I believe that for the Baltic countries, the European membership prospect was absolutely crucial to make the change, to keep the momentum on, to sort of also to sustain the whole transformation process and reforms, and to prove that it's necessary, even if it's painful and not everybody is happy about it. At the moment, we are asking to do homeworks, but at the very end, it seems that at the moment, free visa regime is, you can say, the top offer, what we can offer to the Eastern partner countries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.